on
Blog Talk Radio.
You just heard, this is Blog Talk Radio, and this is your host, Christina Denise of CurvyGirlChronicles.net, and you are listening to The Curvy Confidential on Blog Talk Radio. Tonight, we have a very, very special guest. The lines are lighting up already. We have celebrity stylist and host of Curvy Style on Centric TV, Timothy Snell, with us. Timothy,
hi, Christina. How are you?
Hi.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you so much, Timothy, for taking the time. We are extremely excited. The lines are already lighting up. So just to let everyone know how this works, you can listen in on Blog Talk Radio, or you can listen in on the call-in number. The call-in number, guest call-in number, is 646-668-8619. If you're interested in asking Timothy a question, you press 1, and that notifies me so I can go to the callers. But first, I'm going to allow Timothy to introduce himself, tell his social media handles, and a little bit about who he is, and then we'll get to some questions.
Oh, hey, everybody. It's Timothy Snell, the man behind the curves. I'm your guy on Curvy Style with Timothy Snell on Centric on Saturday night. I'm so excited to be on Christina's program today. My Instagram account, hit me up on Timothy Snell 1. Come on, ladies. All you curvy ladies should be following me on Timothy Snell 1. I'm Timothy Snell 1 on Twitter, and I have a fan Facebook page also on Curvy Style with Timothy Snell. So look me up.
Definitely. And so, and I, again, am Christina Denise of CurvyGirlChronicles.net. That's where you can find me. And you can also follow on Instagram at CurvyGirl_Chronicles and on Facebook at CurvyGirlChronicles. So I will start with the first question, and I do see some people on the line. Again, if you're interested in speaking with Timothy directly, please press 1. If you press 1 on your phone, that lets me know that you're interested in asking a question. So my first question is just, how did you get into this? Like, how did you become a stylist? How long have you been doing it? Like, what's your story?
Well, my story is interesting. I got into styling by accident. I went to design school to be a fashion designer. I studied design. I did very well in design school. I won a lot of awards and accolades for my design concepts, my ideas. But I remember saying to my mother early on in design school that I really wanted to design and celebrate curvy women. This was back in the day. Now, my mother wasn't a very curvy woman, but it's just something that I felt like I really wanted to do. Growing up, I had a lot of aunts and friends and cousins and stuff that were curvy. So I saw the need back in the day in the early 90s for how this market wasn't being tapped on, wasn't being approached, et cetera, et cetera. So after designing for about 10 years, I got out of business. Then I took a job as a fashion director for a men's fashion magazine that was very successful, which led me to meeting celebrity women. And I worked with celebrity women and men styling for the red carpet, which led me to working with Whitney Houston for almost 13 and a half years, Angela Bassett.
Amazing.
Currently Queen Latifah. I've worked with Monique. I've worked with so many A-listers in Hollywood. I've done tons of TV commercials, CoverGirl, Olay commercials, different types of spots. I've dressed red carpet events for the Oscars, the Emmys, the Grammys, the American Music Awards, the Golden Globes, just so many different. I've been so fortunate in my career, and I really feel right now that I'm really at home when it comes down to talking about and servicing the curvy woman and the curvy body. I'm really excited to be someone who I'm passionate about it. And I hope when I speak about it and when I talk about it and when you see it on the show that you can tell I really do care and this matters to me and I'm here to make a difference.
It really does come through on the show. And I feel like you, like one of the things I strive to do is tell the curvy girl story. And I do that with words, but you are doing that through images and through like momentous events. Milestone events. I feel like everyone who gets styled on your show, it's a milestone event for them to have this session with you and to learn. And I learned as well. So we have a few callers. So I am going to go to a caller and caller when I bring you on live. Please state your name, where you're from, and then ask Timothy your question. Here we go. Okay, caller. Hello.
Hi. Hi, this is Natasha from Dressing Room 8. Hi, Timothy. Hi, Christina.
Hi, Natasha. How are you, Natasha?
Good, good. I'm glad to be speaking with both of you. But yes, so I'm from Manhattan. I live in Long Island. But my question for you, Timothy, is so what are some things that you wish that, you know, when from your vast experience of styling that you wish like women weren't still dealing with or that they would just kind of get over, you know, kind of like the what insecurities you commonly see women are that you're dealing with are trying to overcome, but you have to kind of like coach them or convince them, like, listen, girl, it's okay. You know, like, what are some of those things that you deal with?
I think the biggest thing that comes out, Natasha, that most women have when I style privately and with the show even, is the arm. Most of the women want to cover their arms up. The arms are the first thing. A lot of women don't like their arms. And there are secret ways to cover your arms up and stuff like that. And after the arms, it's the tummy. It's that area. And you know, with the tummy, we can do, as I say, we can shape slim and smooth. We can use body shapes. There's so many different types out there. You don't have to be bogged down like your grandmother was or like your mother was back in the early days. They're more comfortable for women to wear. Of course, I don't wear them, but I'm just saying that by feeling them and touching them and handing them to clients and stuff. But the arms are the biggest thing. And then the next biggest thing that they really talk about and really annoys me and really makes me concerned is the fact they don't have a lot of options out there. Curvy women are looking for more shopping options. They're looking for more designers to invest in them, and they have a lot of money to spend, and they're just looking for places to put their dollars.
Thank you, Natasha, for your question. Thank you very much. And that segues into I'm going to mute you, Natasha, but if you have another question later on, press 1, and we'll come right back to you. But we do have a slew of questions here. So, Timothy, that leads me to another question. You talk about options. Where can people, what are your options? Like, what are the best stores, the best brands? I know there are a lot of online brands that I like. What would you suggest for people?
Well, you know what, we're dealing with different price points. We're dealing with, you know, I am a high-low shopper. I love to mix brands. I don't do head-to-toe designers. You may see one of my clients wearing a McQueen jacket, and she may be wearing a American Apparel t-shirt, or she may be wearing a H&M t-shirt for $12. I love the high-low mix. Mm-hmm. Some of the places are my favorite places that I think that girls can go to is an online company called Eloquii. I really love Eloquii.com.
I love their brand.
I love what they do. They're right on trend, and they give you a lot of options. Another one of my favorites for sophistication and investment pieces is, and I have a long-standing relationship with them, is Lafayette 148, and they do all the way up to a size 24 for women, and their clothing is absolutely beautiful. I love the Rachel Pally brand, Michael Kors, of course, and you can find him in retail and online. I love Mint 1792. I love Marina Rinaldi. I mean, these are just a few, and as much as I celebrate them and as much as I appreciate them and the fact that they're out there, there is still not enough, if you know what I mean.
I definitely know what you mean, and thank you for sharing that with us. And I definitely – one of the things I have is I have an app, and on my app I'm trying to collect different plus-size stores so people can just go to the app, Curvy Girl Chronicles, and you can say, okay – what are the stores close to me? And that's what I'm still developing, though, but I found it was harder than I thought to find stores to place on the app.
It is hard. It's very hard. I mean, you have stores that are turning around and are beginning to see that this woman, she matters. She has dollars. She wants to spend her dollars. And, you know what, just to piggyback on that, Eileen Fisher's out there, Calvin Klein, Adriana Papel, when you're looking for evening wear. You know, even the dress barn just featured Ashley Graham. She just did a summer dress collection for them for between the price, I believe, of like $38 to maybe like $48 or $58. Cute summer dresses. So it's opening up. It's getting better. But for a person like me who's shopping and constantly trying to bring different things and items to my client to keep them fresh, modern, and sleek on the red carpet, there are not enough options. So I can only imagine from where I stand, there needs to be more bodyguards to curvy fashion besides myself. There need to be more designers out there that are willing to open themselves up and be a curvy plus size designer, because almost 70% of American women are a 14 plus. And and that is the most underserviced woman when it comes down to retail in the U.S. market.
Amen. And that's me, 14, 16.
And that's ridiculous. That's ridiculous. Mm-hmm. And you guys, and there's a lot of money to be spent. But you know what? There needs to be, not only brands need to be creative, but they need to do where they invest in it and they create an idea. They make retail becomes a shopping experience for plus-size women, not just a retail corner where it's just thrown in a corner, but it needs to have
right.
a feeling. She wants
dresses in the corner
color.
Somewhere.
She wants lights, camera, action when she walks into a department as well.
Yes, everyone wants to get in formation and slay.
Exactly.
So, and I love what you said. We need more bodyguards of curvy fashion. I like that quote. We have some more callers. I see you, callers. I'm going to our next one. Hold on the line. You guys, we're here till 8:30. I'm going to get as many people as possible on the line, so I'm going to unmute the next caller. Please, again, if you're just tuning in, this is Christina Denise of CurvyGirlChronicles.net with Timothy Snell of Curvy Style on Centric Television and a celebrity stylist for many, many years, and he's here to answer your questions about fashion, style, and he is a bodyguard of curvy fashion. So let's go to the next caller. Please say your name and where you're from. Okay, caller, you are on the line with Timothy Snow.
Hi, this is Yona from Yona, New York. I want to introduce myself. I am a fashion designer. I started my line about a year ago, and I'm looking for people to get to know my name. And, you know, I wanted to introduce my line. My line of clothing empowers people, women. I am a curvy size woman myself, and, you know, I am trying to get my line out there.
Mm-hmm.
Have you heard of it?
Well, I haven't heard about it, but I'm looking for you to tell me about it.
Yeah,
tell me about
so
it.
Well, you can, yeah.
I was going to say, well, Yona is our Curvy Girl of the Month on Curvy Girl Chronicles. So I'll be happy to send you an email with some information about her, and she can tell you more about her line herself. But she really, really has a great story about how she immigrated here when she was 9 years old, and how she had fashion really helped her to acclimate when she didn't speak the language. But Yona, please, it's your story. Please tell it.
Hi. Okay. I mean, I'm not going to go into so many details about the story, but thank you so much for all your advocating and your help. Timothy, I love your show. I think you're extremely talented, and as a plus-size woman myself, I feel that you really make women feel beautiful and empower them, and I think that that's our goal. And I went to FIT. I was in fashion design. I started a line of clothing about a year ago. I started it because I find any clothes that I felt professional and empowered. Also, very easygoing. I'm a career woman. I have a business, and I need to pick myself up and go to work quickly. I have four children, thank God, and I don't have time to sit there and put a million things together. And my goal was to present that to people, sophisticated fashion. I would love for you to check it out. I'm trying.
Hi. No, Yona, thank you. Well, I am getting – thank you so much, Yona. I am getting some prompts here or that saying that they're about to wrap me up, and I'm not certain why, because we do have until 8:30. But just in case we do wrap up, because we do have technical difficulties happen sometimes, and if we do, I want to make sure everyone knows where they can see your show, Timothy.
You can see my show every Saturday night on Centric. Check your local listings. It's Curvy Style with Timothy Snell on Centric every Saturday night. Please tune in, Curvy Ladies. This show is about you. It's a labor of love. It's heartfelt. And write in about us coming back for the second season. We want to hear from you. Tell us what you think. You guys want to be a part of the show, write in and tell us about that. And I'm at Timothy Snell, O-N-E, Timothy Snell, O-N-E on Instagram and Twitter. And check out the fan Facebook page. And I'm so excited to be a bodyguard of fashion for you curvy women out there.
Okay, thank you, everyone. Thank you very much. Okay, so we will see. It was counting down. Timothy, you're still here with me?
I'm still here with you, yes, absolutely.
I don't know why it was counting me down, but I think we are still live.
Okay,
I still
fantastic.
See people on the line. So we're going to, yeah. I don't know if you could hear the prompts, but it was really counting me down. To what? I don't know. Maybe it was counting me down to a commercial break. But we don't do commercials here. All we do is talk about curves. So we're going to keep
talk.
It going.
Cool.
We are going to keep it going. I'm going to go to the next caller. But before I do, I have a question. So Yona, she's really sweet, and she's a Curvy Girl of the Month. Someone who's getting started like her, who mm-hmm. would like to get her clothes on celebrities, how would you do that? Do you find people? Do they contact your publicist? How do they get in front of your face?
Well, a lot of times people reach out to my they go to my blog, which is moderncurves.com. They look at my blog, they send in emails to my agents or to my office, and then I get back to them. You know, you can send in photos and stuff. And, you know, all it takes is just one hit. All it takes is one knock at the door, one girl being photographed in it, and your line just takes off. I have to applaud Yona on creating a line that works for women on the go and a businesswoman, because that's what's needed, you know. Anything that we can do to create and expand the fashion for curvy women is a plus, and I can't wait to see what she has.
Excellent. Okay, so we have another caller on the line, and I am remember, caller, please say your name and where you're from, and you were on the line. Hold one moment. Okay, hello, caller.
Hi, Christina.
Hello.
This is Erica Patrice. Hi, this is Erica Patrice calling in to talk to Timothy.
Hi, Erica.
Hi, Erica Patrice.
Hi.
What is
yes, I'm so excited. What did you say, Christina?
We're excited to have you. I happen to know Erica. She is an amazing plus-size model, and she's done some work here and there. So I would love to hear her perspective, because she always has the best, most bubbly personality. So I'm really curious to hear what she's going to ask you, Timothy.
Well, I'm excited to be on the line with you, Timothy, because you have, like, blown up the plus-size modeling community. We are all
yes.
like, OMG, what
are you guys talking about it? Are you guys talking?
It's very much a loud chatter. It's not even a chatter anymore. It's a scream. So we all see what's going on. You know, when you actually know models who are working, and you're like, oh, my gosh, they're on TV. Who is this? What are you doing? This is great. We are looking. We are watching. We are analyzing. We are here, honey. We are here. And I
yes.
love the fact that Christina has you on tonight, because I'm like, oh, yes. So I've definitely heard what you said in the beginning about how you used to design, but now you strictly style. But with you being so deep into the industry and seeing all the different body shapes and, you know, just really assessing everything, would you ever go back to designing, especially knowing what we truly need to, you know, look our best nowadays?
Well, that's a good
question. That's a
question.
Great question.
That's a good question. And, yes, I am. I'm in talks. I am open, and I'm looking to go back into design on the side and create a signature line for just for plus-size women. Yes, I am. Absolutely.
Oh, wow.
Working on that, and I'm also would love to make it inclusive of accessories to shoes and handbags as well.
When can we expect that? Is it like a, you know, 2017, 2018?
Well, you know, conversations are happening. It's in the beginning, so it's something that I've been thinking about for like the last 8 years, 9 years from about, you know, developing design, something that's sophisticated, beautiful, accessible, gorgeous, modern, something that's complimentary, something that you can go back to my collection each season, and if you loved a pair of pants that just worked beautifully on your body, you may be able to find it in a new color or something like that. Something that creates staples and fashion at the same time.
Okay, that sounds good. Okay, so callers, I see all of my beautiful curvy callers on the line. We're going to get to you, and we definitely do end at 8:30. The countdown, I think, is just a countdown for when people call in. So I'm new, so now we know. So one of the things that you mentioned that I want to bring up, because I'm not just about being body positive. I'm about empowerment, which is your show is about that as well. So I just want to point out for everyone who's listening, listen to what Timothy is saying. I have been planning this for about 8 years to do my line. I have the show was in the works for a long time. A lot of times when things don't happen in that first month or that first year, we stop. Yeah. Women, men, whoever's listening, you cannot give up on your goals. You cannot.
You have to be persistent. You cannot give up on yourself, nor can you give up on what you believe in. And if you believe strongly about something, I always tell people this, and you have to understand this about life and success and opportunities. And you don't, I heard something said a long time ago that stuck with me and has been with me for 15 years. You don't wait for opportunity, you prepare for opportunity. And when you're working towards something that you really want, I remember when I was in design school, I would always say to my friends, I'm going to have a TV show someday. And they would look at me and laugh at me and, oh, sure, and oh, sure this and oh, sure that and whatever. But I had the foresight and I had the thought process and I had the belief in myself that I had a platform and I knew where I wanted to go and I had something to talk about. And you just have to be consistent. And when you love something, I found that other things, monetary things, come when you love something and you're really committed to something. And the fact that so many women are benefiting, curvy women are benefiting from the fact that my expertise and I have something to say and I'm a champion for them, a bodyguard of fashion for them, it just really makes me excited. So I have to really agree with what you're saying. We can't give up on what we want to do. We can't give up on dreams, nor can we give up on life. We have to stay focused. And we have to believe in ourselves.
Right. And that's such an important message. And, you know, I add to that, and don't wait until you're the perfect shape or the perfect size to do that. And that's one of the reasons I started my blog. So many women were like, I'm going to try to be a model when I lose 20 pounds. I'm going to go on that date when I lose 10 pounds. I'm going to apply for that job when I lose, because, no, you have to keep going for your dream and do it now. So we have some more callers on the line. And, again, anyone who wants to speak, just press 1. So I'm going to our next caller. Please state your name, where you're from, and then ask Timothy his question. So the next caller, here we go. You are on. Caller, how are you? What's your name?
Hey, it's Ebony from Northern Virginia, Ebony plus Model Walker. How are you?
Hi, Ebony. Well,
hi. I'm doing great. Thank you for having me. I'm a fairly new model. I've been modeling since last August. I love the show and the inspiration that it brings. And I wanted to know, were you planning on having any events maybe? I didn't get a chance to make the event for the show, but any events coming up in New York, or do you plan on actually coming to Full Figure Fashion Week this year?
Well, there are a lot of things in work that are going to be happening. I will be pairing up with some in work, some really amazing bloggers that you guys all know and love. I can't really talk about it, but there's some huge things that we're planning, and I'm planning to do some things as the show grows with everyone, because I want to get to you guys. I want to hear what you guys have to say. I want to know what you're looking for, what you want to see on the show. I want to reach out to you guys. So there's some things in work, and you can follow me on Timothy Snell, O-N-E, on Instagram, and we'll be posting some things very soon.
Excellent. Thank you very much. Okay, thank you for your call, Ebony. So one of the questions she asked a very good question, like how can she be involved, and you said, you know, stay tuned. That's, people would like to know that. My question, I want to go back a little bit into your Tim Tips. If anyone who watches the show knows that, you know, Timothy provides tips, and it says Tim Tips at the bottom of the screen. And I would love to know, because summer's around the corner, everyone's getting ready for summer 16, you know, in my Drake voice, summer 16. So what do curvy girls need to know to prepare for this summer? What are the styles that are out there? What's hot? What should we be wearing?
I'm excited to talk about this. One of the things that is a huge trend for summer 2016 is white. You're probably saying, oh, my God, I can't wear white. Yes, you can wear white. White, ecru, off-white, cream, all of those colors fall into the category of white. White is a big color. You don't have to wear white from head to toe, but maybe white is a blouse for you. Maybe it's a full trouser for you, or maybe it's a beautiful maxi dress, or maybe it's, I don't know, a beautiful jacket. White is huge. Also, the fit and flare summer dress is really big. And it's also prints are big, but be careful with prints. Make sure you pick prints that feel modern and new. Prints shouldn't be what women wore back in the day. Prints should be very modern, placed prints, not too gaudy and not too all over the place, but it's really happening, and white is big, fit and flare dresses, prints are big, and also, surprisingly enough, summer suede.
Oh, summer suede. I probably would have said no. I would have been old school, like, no, you don't wear suede in the summer. So how can people incorporate summer suede? Would you do it on a bag, or would you do it on the actual clothing?
You can do it in a handbag. You can do it in a shoe. You can do it in a bracelet that wraps around your arm. You can do it in a button-down shirt. Now, all of the summer suedes are lightweight, breathable materials. You can do it in an A-line skirt, a fitted skirt. You can do it in a little wrap dress. Yeah, don't be afraid of it. You will see it in the stores, and it's definitely available.
Okay, that's
really interesting. And I love it. Suede is a nod to one of my favorite designers of all time, which is Halston. I loved his simplicity and the way he designs for women. He's my all-time favorite designer. And suede reminds me of the collections that he did for JCPenney's back in the day when he created the modern-day wear for American women. So, yeah, it's
okay,
a lot of good.
You're getting a history lesson in this, too. I'm taking notes. We do have about 3 minutes left because we will close at 8:30. So we have 3 minutes left. I just want to let everyone know that all of these tips that you're getting today, you can definitely play back the blog on the link that you, excuse me, the podcast on the link that you have, and also I will be posting the podcast on the blog that you can listen to as well. So you'll definitely be able to, if you're like me, you usually like take notes, so you'll be able to kind of pause and listen. So I just want to kind of ask, you know, one more question. Why is the curvy revolution important? You say that on a lot of the materials for curvy style. Why is the curvy revolution important to you?
Well, the curvy revolution to me is important because it's about change. And if we don't change, we don't grow. We don't grow, we don't change. The market has changed. The curvy body has been around for years. It used to be a time in history where the curvy body was celebrated. When Marilyn Monroe did Like It Hot, she was a 16. I mean, come on. Mm. Let's really talk about this. I think the revolution is happening because women are demanding it. They're standing up and they're asking for what they want. They're asking for what they need, and they're demanding it. And the nice thing about it is they have the disposable income to afford it. And that's why I think that a lot of people are taking notice. They're coming on board. You know, fashion magazines are beginning to take notice by sneaking in, you know, curvy models here and there. If you look at some of the department stores, they're adding double XLs, extra larges to some of the lines that they're already carrying. But I am really interested in them taking full responsibility with the department stores and really creating a destination shopping experience for the curvy women that shop retail. I'm really interested. I'm really, really a firm believer that that needs to happen so you can feel like you're not being left out.
Excellent. Well, that is all the time we have. Thank you so much for joining us. Again, you are listening to The Curvy Confidential with Christina Denise of CurvyGirlChronicles.net, interviewing the bodyguard of curves, Mr. Timothy Snell. And you can catch his show on Saturdays on Centric TV. And we are about to sign off. Do you have a closing thought? We have like 15 seconds.
My closing thought is that Curvy Style with Timothy Snell We meet you where you're at. We're not trying to tell someone you're not good enough for who you are today. Celebrate your body in the moment that you're living now. Take time to put in yourself. Know that you matter. You are important. And we celebrate you. Curvy Style with Timothy Snell every Saturday night on Centric. Please watch.
Thank you. And thank you, guys. And remember, we do this for the love of curves. Bye.
Thank you so much, Christina.
Thank you. Thank you for calling in. Okay.
Did you enjoy that?
I did. I'm ending, just ended the episode.